All right, on this episode of Bouts Talking Bouts, we got a big fight card going. BKFC Fight Night happening on November the 6th. We have a heavyweight championship affair topping the marquee, and we have Joey Beltran defending his hardware against Arnold Adams. And happy to have Joey back on the show. How's the training and everything going, man?
Training's going phenomenal. Great high-level sparring, great training, and yeah, I'm ready to go and put in work.
And I know you've had some past instances training with, you know, Hector Lombard there and whatnot. Obviously, he's a champion in the promotion now. Have you been able to get in that kind of iron sharpens iron style work with Hector ahead of this one?
No, not necessarily this one, because I actually relocated to Virginia. But I definitely sparred a lot with Hector in our last fight, before our last fight, so I know how that feels. It's all good fun. But I've been doing my work predominantly over here at Lux Boxing in Danville, Virginia.
No, that's cool, though. What kind of motivated the change? Just, like, wanted, like, some different looks almost? Like, just kind of fresh coat of paint? Maybe a personal life consideration? Like, what motivated the move?
Well, yeah, I mean, my wife, Britton Hart, we got married, and it just really made sense because she owns a house here about an hour away from the gym. Her kids are over here, so it just made more sense to over here rather than, you know, Miami is nice and all, but I mean, if you have a house that's already paid for, it might as well, makes no sense financially to be bleeding out a few $1,000s every month just to live in Miami. You know, there's good, great, phenomenal training over here. The sparring that I've been getting, it's just been like, you know, like if I could write down on a piece of paper what kind of sparring partners I need, it's like, you know, God gifted me a couple guys that are like perfect. They're probably better at being Arnold Adams than Arnold Adams is. So it was awesome.
Yeah, and you mentioned just the fact that you and Britton Hart had gotten married and everything like that, and just, you know, what a, you know, great story that's been there. Like, you guys met at a bare knuckle event. Nate Shook kind of hooked you up a little bit, got you ringside and everything like that. Like, how cool is it to just, you know, have this timeline unfold the way it has, and just, you know, to be in this situation here? It's like you guys are the BKFC power couple, as it were.
Yeah, you know, I mean, it definitely has its benefits as far as being with somebody who knows the same level of stress, same level of shenanigans you have to go through as far as dealing with, you know, waiting for a fight to be booked, and then the ups and downs of, is it going to happen? Is it not going to happen? And then, you know, so we do a really good job of keeping each other grounded and just focused on the task at hand, because ultimately, like, fights are going to happen, so we just have to always, you know, that old cliche, just always stay ready so you don't have to get ready.
Yeah, and you seem like you embody that kind of ethos. I mean, even with the Miami training, and I presume now, like you said, you had a lot of guys who are, you know, better at being Arnold Adams than Arnold Adams is. And this is a very intriguing fight because it's been on your radar for quite a while. Like, I saw the post where you were saying you've been working towards this fight since August 2018. Like, how does it feel just, you know, being in relatively close proximity to this rematch? I mean, you're only loss in BKFC. Like, I mean, how exciting is this moment? I imagine it's the exact fight you were looking for.
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely, you know, I'm ready. I put a lot of, like, thought into, you know, my approach. You know, but ultimately, like, I'm just going to cut loose. I'm just going to cut loose and hit that flow state. And, you know, everything that I've been focusing on and putting so much diligent thought into my training and training intelligently and, like, all the specific shit I've been working on the last few months, it's either in there or it's not. You know, I'm not going to think about it come fight night. I'm just going to fucking cut the leeches off and let the dog loose. And, you know, whatever's inside is going to come out. So I'm more than confident that I have enough inside of me to take this fool out. So it's going to be good.
Yeah, it's intriguing because, I mean, it could, you know, create quite the saga in a sense. Like, I mean, if you got the, you know, ideal outcome there. It could even create like a sort of trilogy kind of thing. And obviously we saw the recent like heavyweight gloved boxing trilogy with like Fury and Wilder and all of that. Is that something you'd be interested in? Or are you looking for an emphatic kind of finish where just the saga's put to bed for the end of time, as it were?
I mean, I'm open for whatever is going to make the most money.
You know, Bare Knuckle has done good by me, and, you know, so ultimately, Feldman thinks that's the best way for us to put on a good show for the fans. If that's what people want, then I'm down for that for sure.
Yeah, and just really showcasing the championship medal in many different regards. Like, I was seeing that article there where it was saying that you had COVID just a couple weeks prior to the last title defense there and everything like that. Like, just so to be able to even just persevere, push through that, and defend against a high-level contender, I mean, that requires a strong level of, I mean, physical resilience, but also mental strength as well.
Yeah, thank God I had Britain by my side, because I was really, I had a couple of bad moments where I was like, go down, like crying, like, fuck, man, I'm really gonna lose because of this stupid disease. Like, I can't run more than like 2 minutes without my chest feeling like it's gonna explode. Like, what the fuck am I gonna do, you know? And, you know, I was there, you know, by help with my wife, and just persevere and keep pushing. And little by little, as I started feeling better, you know, and I go, okay, I can do this. All right. And I remember, like, the week of fight week, I was finally able to get through 5 hard rounds in the mix. I was like, okay, I got this shit. I can do this. I went out and did it.
Yeah, it was a tremendous performance, and just, like I said, beating a, you know, high-level contender in a lot of regards there. But yeah, it seems like you have a plan mapped out for, I guess, like, wrapping up the career towards the end of 2022. They're logging a certain amount of bare-knuckle title defenses there. Is that still kind of the plan you're going to be looking at here? Like, kind of get to that point where you have, like, the 5 championship defenses and then ride off into the sunset, as it were?
You know, as far as walking away from bare knuckle, yes, but, you know, there's always an option to do some glove matches. And so that's always, I mean, because ultimately that was the first goal, you know, that was the first dream when I was a little kid, to be the heavyweight champion of the world. You know, I grew up idolizing Julio Cesar Chavez, you know, and then kind of like, as I got older, MMA just kind of happened, like, super fast, like, boom, 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 all of a sudden, like, I was really successful at MMA. I was like, all right, this is what we're going to do now. So I would love to knock that off the bucket list and do at least one glove boxing match, you know, because, like I said, that was the ultimate. That was the initial dream when I first started.
Yeah, that would be intriguing. So that's something that, yeah, that's been on the radar for quite a while. Has it been further motivated by some of the recent work you've been able to get? Like, because like you were saying, you're working with guys who are very proficient, slick boxers. Like, is there, I guess, a galvanized level of that, like, confidence in the skill set, or just kind of ultimately something you've always wanted to do and everything like that? Have you had any kind of discussions with any, I guess, gloved boxing outlets, or perhaps that's not an option just because of the contractual agreements with BKFC?
Correct. Like, I have a couple fights left on this last contract, so, you know, but I mean, I think ultimately, I think if it made sense, like, I'm sure Feldman would let me do it. Like, it was a big profile fight, you know. Why not? Why not have their best go against their best? You know, that'd be kind of cool. But I've had a couple good conversations, but I'll just say that it's gone nothing farther than just simple conversation. So, you know, money talks, as they say.
Yeah, because I was going to say, I mean, a bit of a different situation, obviously, but I mean, I was seeing that Paige VanZant was on AEW there, kind of repping BKFC and all that. I mean, a little bit different, obviously, not out there taking bumps would be a different thing than you doing gloved boxing, but it seems like there's that desire to have a level of crossover to promote the brand, so maybe that can work out for you.
Yeah, like I said, if it makes dollars, it'll make sense.
But I wanted to get some thoughts on that there a little bit. I know the last time we were talking, you were saying you've not been peeping the wrestling quite as much as you'd like to. But, I mean, Junior Dos Santos debuting in AEW in an in-ring kind of role. Did you see any of that kind of stuff or some of the recent American Top Team stuff?
I think, like, my opinion on it is, like, okay, so, like, the people don't really, like, other than Masvidal's got a good personality, you know, and, like, it's so much of wrestling is the personality. Can you get over with the fans? You know what I mean? Like, and we've seen time and time again, just huge guys with great physiques, but they can't talk shit on the mic. They're not going to get really good over with the fans. But I like it. Overall, I thought Junior did great. I saw a little clip of him going through a table. I thought that was awesome. I like Masvidal's flying knee. And I love how Jericho is ripping into Page because he's one of the best on the mic. Probably the best right now, pound for pound, on the mic. So when he was ripping into Page, I was like, oh, man, that's going to hurt.
Oh, so it kind of seems like you have been checking it out a little bit. When can we see Joey Beltran on AEW? I feel like you'd be a great guy to see pop up there, like the Police Gazette and the BKFC belts on the shoulder, maybe cut a promo kind of thing.
Oh, man, I'd be totally up for that. That'd be hilarious. I've thought about it because I have a little bit of a relationship with a local promotion back in my hometown called SoCal Pro Wrestling.
Oh, yeah.
And so I've had a couple... I was almost about to go to a class a couple times to go learn how to take some bumps, but then I was like, some other things popped up. But, you know, so it's definitely always been, you know, but I definitely have respect for the craft. Like, you know, that's hard on the body, you know. That's definitely really, really hard on the body, so.
Would that be in similar territory to, like, gloved boxing for you in as far as, like, it would be a great bucket list thing to do at some point? Like, do you think eventually you'll be in the ring taking those bumps and everything like that? Or kind of just play it by ear, see what happens?
Oh, man, I'll play it by ear. I'll tell you right now, if they want to bring me out, if Tony Khan wants to bring me out, I'll take a chair shot from somebody.
Yeah. That's a big fire up, man, and I mean, just great getting to talk to you as always. I wanted to kind of posit it this way, though, just with this one being a rematch here, and I mean, that fight was obviously a few years ago. A lot has happened subsequent to that night and everything like that. What would you say the biggest differences are between the Joey Beltran that fought Arnold Adams the first time versus what we're going to be seeing in early November coming up?
Just the level of commitment that I have to the game. This is my title, and he's not going to come. He's not going to take anything from me. You know, back then it was still kind of like, oh, well, I had one foot in, one foot out. Like, we'll see what happens with this fight, if I'll keep going type deal. I was going through a really rough divorce at the time as well, so totally in a different place mentally and spiritually. And, you know, I'm ready to go out there and get what's mine, because ultimately I really do believe that first fight was going my way. I was starting to turn the tide, and then he cracked me with a jab, and you know, the ref stopped it, you know, rightfully so. I get it. You know, it was uncontrollably bleeding, but you know, I like my chances in this fight. I like how shit was going in that first fight, so it's gonna be good. I look at this as my opportunity to finish the fight that happened back in 2018, so.
Yeah, it's one I'm very much excited for. When I saw the announcement, I thought that was cool. I mean, a fight that I thought needed to happen at some point. And the fact that it's in the New York area is pretty cool as well and everything like that. So, yeah, really excited to see this fight coming up here, but just wanted to kind of put the ball in your court here, man. Like, is there anything you might want to add, like, as a parting thought as we're kind of wrapping up here?
Nah, I'm good, man. I'm ready to go out there and just let my fist be talking. You know, ultimately, like, you know, I don't even know. I don't pay attention to if he's had interviews or if he wants to talk smack or whatever, because I know I like to live off of how you act in real life and how you act when we're in the same room. And we're in the same room, you're very polite. I'm talking about Arnold. Very polite, borderline fucking friendly. And so... if he's gone off and gone off on any tangents or try to cut any promos or talk shit, I know that's all fake. And I know that's all him fucking, he's nervous. You know, and I would be too if I were him. That's
how I feel. Yeah, I was going to say, I mean, you strike me as a guy that always keeps the same energy, as it were. So, I mean, is that like a big intangible you feel like you have in a lot of situations with some of these guys that might feel like they need to, like, turn it up a little bit to try to get a certain reaction? I mean, I can't speak to anything that Arnold has been doing or saying in this recent cycle, but just in a more vast kind of general term, like, do you feel that's an advantage you have psychologically going into certain fights, just the consistency and composure, I guess?
Absolutely, you know, it's like not even Arnold, you know, everybody, Josh Burns, everybody, like, Jesus Christ, man. I'm sick and tired of this society, and now it's like at the point where fighters are running their mouths. It's like, I want to go back to a society where you get smacked in the face for talking shit, whether you're a pro fighter or not. Like, you know how to act. We know how to act. We know how to act like gentlemen. Like, if you're going to tell me you're going to fucking knock me the fuck out, all right. That's the first shot. To me, mentally, that's the first that you squared up. So if we're in public and you have anything, like, you come up to me in any kind of way, how do I know you're not going to hit me? I'm going to fucking swing first. And that's how I'm sick and tired of this shit. It was like people with everybody, like, people running their mouth on the internet. And before, when it was just fans, it's all good because fans are fans. Fans are allowed to do that. I get it. But if you're a fucking fighter, or you're a journalist that has direct, you're within arm's reach of me, and you want to talk some shit to me or to my wife, keep that same energy. That's my message. Keep that fucking same energy, because I've about had enough. I'm taking it back to 2003 when we were just fucking swinging on people. So that's how I'm looking at it.
I don't know a better way to end off the interview on that note. You're getting me fired up. I mean, I was already excited to see this Arnold Adams rematch, but compounded even more after talking to you, man. And people can check that out via the Bare Knuckle TV app on November the 6th. BKFC Fight Night going down, a heavyweight title affair. And yeah, just always fun getting to talk to you and get some insights, Joey. Best of luck with the remainder of the preparations leading into this one, and just have a good rest of your day, too.
Thank you. Have a great one.